When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2569, How to Create Habits That Stick with Minimum Effort and Maximum Results by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year. And without further ado, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Create Habits That Stick with Minimum Effort and Maximum Results by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. You're home alone and you walk into a dark room. What do? You flip a light switch. Duh. But what if an electrician moved the location of that switch this morning? Would you reach for the new location? Nope, not yet. You'll reflexively reach for the old location until you break that habit, despite the fact that you know better. Why? Habits are more powerful than memory or knowledge. Successful people use this to their advantage. Here's how. I want to wear sunblock daily, but when I leave home, I'm distracted. Do I have my keys, wallet, phone? Do I need a jacket? How's traffic? Sunblock is the last thing on my mind. There's a biological basis for this. Limited cognition. Our brains aren't equipped to monitor the weather, plan the best driving route, and remember the sunblock. We can only focus on a few things. This isn't laziness. This is how our brains are wired. Here's why that matters. If we want to change some aspect of our lives, we need to stop relying on memory, motivation, and willpower. Instead, we need to create habits that stick. But how? How an unlikely ordinary man shocked scientists with this habit. This story, told in my own words, is from The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. In 1993, a man from San Diego named Eugene Pauly fell victim to a disease called viral encephalitis. It damaged the section of his brain that forms new memories. Eugene could still walk, talk, change clothes, and even cook. But he couldn't create new memories. He'd repeat the same sentence over and over, forgetting he had just uttered those words a few moments earlier. He didn't recall getting sick. He couldn't recognize his grandchildren. Eugene and his wife moved to a new house to be closer to their adult daughter. Eugene couldn't form new memories of the layout. His wife guided him everywhere. But something strange happened. Despite his lack of memory, Eugene started learning his way around the new house. When he felt hungry, he'd open the pantry and grab a jar of nuts. When he felt bored, he'd walk into the living room and turn on the television. But when doctors asked Eugene to provide directions to the kitchen, he'd draw a blank. He couldn't explain how to get to the kitchen. He couldn't draw a map. What happened? As it turns out, Eugene didn't memorize the layout of his home. He developed habits which are stored in a different part of the brain. The brain develops reflexive shortcuts, habits, to preserve our mental energy. Habits trump memory and conscious thought. That's why we reflexively flip a light switch when we walk into a dark room. When we work with our brain's natural tendencies, we can create stronger, faster, more effective results. The best way to accomplish anything is through mindless, automatic, reflexive, ingrained habits. How to create habits that stick. Back to the sunblock dilemma. When I leave home, my brain is occupied with dozens of distractions. I'm unlikely to remember to wear sunblock. Instead, I need to develop a habit. And this starts with finding a trigger or a cue. But how? Let's start with the current reality. I've already established two habits. I grab my house keys before I leave home. I wear sunblock when I hold the bottle. Great. How can I build on this? I can store my house keys next to the sunblock. I can't grab one without seeing the other. Soon, those two items, keys and sunblock, link together in my mind. One triggers the other. They're associated in my mind. After a few weeks, applying sunblock is as reflexive as locking the door. Success. This may sound like a small victory, but building a successful, happy life is nothing more than a series of small victories that accumulate over time. Here's my challenge to you. What habit would you like to form? Flossing, exercising, meditation, reading? When and where would you like to perform these habits? Be specific. What routines are already established at that time and place? And how can you link this new habit to your established routines? Here's an example. Goal vague, I'd like to learn how to invest. Goal specific, I'd like to read one article about cash flow focused real estate investing every weekday evening before dinner. Great, let's examine your current routines. I walk my dog before dinner. I read articles on my iPad. Okay, that's a good start, but you don't walk your dog before dinner. You return home from walking your dog. What happens next? I put the dog's leash in a drawer. I wash my hands in the hallway bathroom. Then I go to the kitchen. Excellent, let's brainstorm ways we can connect those dots. Idea number one, I keep my iPad in the dog leash drawer. Idea number two, I keep my iPad in the hallway bathroom. Or idea number three, I keep my iPad on the kitchen counter. Perfect. You're linking a desired new habit into an existing routine. See why that works? This is how to create habits that stick. You might be thinking, who cares? You read one article a day, big deal. But in 4 months, you'll read 100 plus articles. You'll have more judgment and confidence to make that investment, start that business, or launch that thrilling new project. That's not all. Over time, you'll develop more than just a reading habit or an exercise habit. You'll build a habit of developing habits. And that's the most effective way to convert your goals into results. You just listened to the post titled, How to Create Habits That Stick with Minimum Effort and Maximum Results by Paula Pant of affordanything.com.
Whether you're working out or working on your high score, you never settle for less. So why should it be any different when you choose your protein drink? Rockin' Protein comes in three delicious flavors, has 30 grams of protein, and is always made with fresh milk, so you're never left with that chalky taste. Rockin' Protein. Never settle for less than a great-tasting, high-quality protein drink. Visit rockinprotein.com to find Rockin' Protein wherever you are. Rockin' Protein and Shamrock Farms are registered trademarks of Shamrock Foods Company.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Thank you to Paula. Paula writes about money mostly and was heavily featured in a Netflix documentary recently called Get Smart with Money. It actually featured a couple of authors we narrate on the podcast. And Paula is more typically narrated on one of our other shows, Optimal Finance Daily. So you can check out that podcast for more money tips from her and a bunch of different authors. Listening to multiple of our shows is a great way to help us keep this one going as well. As she said, in just 4 months, you will have read over 100 articles if you follow that one article a day habit. In about 7 years, that's over 2,500, I would know. So if you've been listening since 2015 when I started this podcast, you've listened to over 2,500 episodes, which is a lot of good, inspiring content. And I think an amazing habit to build. I know I've learned so much over the years. Hopefully you have as well, even if this is the first time you're listening. But back to the article, those tips and examples are great. People who study habits probably agree. If you can set up a trigger that's something you already do every day, like brushing your teeth or getting out of bed in the morning, and then tie a habit to that trigger, that'll increase your odds of success for sure. It sounds really simple, but if you try it out and add that little cue into your current routine to work on adding a new habit, I'm sure it'll help. Definitely won't hurt. So let me know how it goes. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in a moment with our weekly bonus episode, Where Your Optimal Life Awaits.